Some of the main elements of trafficking include that the person is often coerced or forced or fraudulently gotten into some scheme by a trafficker to be moved to a different location where they can be isolated, where they are also working for that trafficker to earn that trafficker income. So the person becomes moved someplace, obtained by someone, and it's done through fraudulent means or force or coercion, something held against them. And the end result is that they're making money for somebody else, and it may be virtually debt bondage or servitude.
Human trafficking is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world and is tied with the illegal arms trade for the second largest, trailing only drug dealing. Mueller suggested some signs to look for to recognize people who might be victims.
They are told not to make contact with others. They don't get out of the work environment very much. If they do, they're often with someone who is managing them or controlling them, answering all questions for them. Many times the person who's trafficked does not have any kind of health assistance. Someone who doesn't seem to come and go as other people do, and someone who is not willing to talk to others, seems afraid of people, and someone who doesn't seem to have a means of support that's allowing them to have average daily things like enough to eat and clean clothes, things like that.
Mueller mentioned some of the ways that social service providers could assist victims of human trafficking.
Services would include everything, as you can imagine, from food, clothing, and shelter if they're having to get away from the only place where they have a place to stay out of the rain, so to speak. They're going to need some kind of shelter. They're going to need food, clothing, probably going to need some cash assistance for a while. And then some more secondarily needs that can start after that is maybe some language skills. Also, then maybe job training skills might be included. And then all the various sort of acculturation sort of things.
The Trafficking Victims Protection Act was passed in 2000 and reauthorized in 2003 and 2005.
A federal act that's really providing money down to the state and local level to provide prevention efforts and awareness so that people realize what trafficking is and can identify it and report to authorities. It provides a system of processing, and by that I mean that a person is identified and then certified by Health and Human Services to be a victim of severe forms of trafficking, and there's a couple of main guidelines of being in servitude or sex trade. And then those services provided by the local area can be connected to that person to start with basic needs and then move into more developmental kinds of care.
One of the eight participants in the workshop was Grace Maneri, a trainer and volunteer coordinator with the Spring of Tampa Bay, an organization that provides services to victims of domestic violence.
The tactics of the trafficker can very much be compared to the tactics of the abuser. The power and control, totally. A lot of the things that are done by a perpetrator in a trafficking situation are done by an abuser in a domestic violence situation, keeping papers, passports, making them feel that there's no one that's ever going to help them. They're totally by themselves in this situation. So a lot of it has the tendency to just ride around with the same domestic violence things that are going on.
Marilyn Bray is the grants manager for the Spring of Tampa Bay. She agreed that human trafficking victims show symptoms similar to victims of domestic violence.
There is an overlap. A lot of times victims will come to the shelter under the guise of domestic violence, where really it is a trafficking situation, where the abuser slash trafficker has forced them into a situation. A lot of the warning signs are very similar between domestic violence and human trafficking because of the nature of the beast. Basically, what the Spring is more focused on is helping the victim, regardless of whether it's considered a human trafficking or domestic violence situation.
Tom Mueller pointed out that human trafficking is a huge problem in Florida.
Florida is one of the main entry points in this country for victims of human trafficking, partly because we have so much coming and going from this country to other countries through Florida. There's so many points of entry in Florida, and it's one of the places where there are a great number of the kinds of jobs that people might be doing, because this kind of thing includes people from domestic service to construction to the sex trade to all kinds of other factory jobs and places where a person could be doing a job and not noticed by others.